Hold on 2 seconds. I have to get a stack of books.
Okay. Glow. Have you got 5 copies of Glow?
Obviously.
Oh, these are the books. So I brought 3 books to Tbilisi.
Okay.
Well, I brought 2. I brought Eat That Frog. I'm going to tell you a story about that. And then I brought Glennon Doyle's Untamed because I feel like I'm ready to read this again, like from a new perspective.
Yes.
And then I got this in the airport, Ashley Never After.
Oh, is that one of
those 2 gals?
Yeah, Emer and
Sarah.
Yes, amazing. 1, 2. Welcome to Soul Sisters. I'm Claire Solon.
And I'm Georgie Crawford.
There she is, live from Tbilisi.
And we are delighted that this season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, our favourite toothpaste brand. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
Now, you know, we've been talking about this toothpaste since last season, and it's still as good as it always was. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It will help you feel radiant. This is the good bits. And we are a testament to this. It will help you feel radiant, confident, and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I just went downstairs and JB's like, oh, you're finished. I was like, we haven't even started.
I haven't even finished my pre-conversation yet, let alone done the podcast.
Okay, so it is episode 2 of Soul Sisters. We're still international. You're still in London. I'm still in Tbilisi, coming to you my evening time, your afternoon.
Any word on when you're coming back?
We have started the exit process. Jamie had a DNA test on Wednesday.
Goodness.
And I said to Jamie, did you ever think in your life you would be doing a DNA test overseas for a child?
Yeah.
That's wild. And also to hear Pia like speak so casually about it, because obviously it's a part of the exit process to take a DNA test to prove Jamie is Tally's father. So it doesn't matter that Tally has my DNA. So it's all about Jamie. So he went off for, well, we all went. Everywhere we go together. All 6 of us. So we all traipsed up to the DNA to support Jamie. And we thought it was a blood test, but it was actually a mouth swab.
Ah, oh, easy.
Easy peasy. So we're waiting on the results. And once the results are in, we can apply for an emergency passport for Tally because she is an Irish baby. Mm-hmm. And once that's issued, we have 72 hours to leave the country.
I kind of feel like you just live there now. Do you?
Yeah, so, same.
Well, I can't wait to see you all back in the Emerald Isle.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm good, actually. I thank you to everybody who sent me a lovely little message to sympathize and empathize at the loss of my coach and mentor. It was a special episode last week and an emotional one. And I've had such lovely messages from people with such great pearls of wisdom too, you know? So it's the pearl of wisdom that keeps coming across is loss is the price you pay for loving fearlessly. So in that sense, I accept where I am. And yeah, I've had a better week. I must say being back on the pod really helps.
Oh, that's so good. And I'm so glad you got that beautiful feedback because your words were gorgeous.
So I was a bit of a culture vulture this week. I went to the Royal Albert Hall on Monday to see Eckhart Tolle.
What a venue for him.
I know. What a venue. It's the largest unsupported glass dome in the world. And there's something just so regal about sitting and listening to somebody like Eckhart talking in the Royal Albert Hall. Like, he was just insane. As soon as he sat down, there must have been about 5,000 people there. His stage was so simple. It was a rug and it was a chair and it was a glass of water and him. And he took off and spoke for 2 hours nonstop.
Did he make you meditate?
He didn't actually, but listening to him feels like a meditation. So, and it's, you know, obviously energetically you've got 5,000 people around you. We were in the nosebleeds. You know those seats where you're sitting so upright, yeah, you feel like you might fall into the center of the venue. And honestly, when he started to talk, just this calmness came over me. He talks about being in the present moment and being still and identifying that your thoughts are actually what disturbs you.
That's so funny, because I was just saying to my mum today that one of the greatest things I learned on the Good Glow this season was from Dr. Shefali, whose mantra is "Be here now." And before I came to Tbilisi, I was waking up in the middle of the night and panicking about so many things, like what if, what if, what if, what if. And one night I was so tortured by my thoughts, I sat up and I was like, "Be here now." And it just cut everything. Be here now. And I was able to go back asleep. And that was the end of it.
Is that the first time you've been able to put manners on your mindset?
I've become much better in the last 2 years in terms of like negative self-talk. I've kind of mastered that. But in terms of worrying about other things outside of my control, like my children, Jamie, cancer. Yes, that was probably the first time that I was like, stop, and got a hold of it. It was a powerful moment.
That's pretty much what Eckhart talked about for 2 hours. He said the challenges in our, first of all, do not expect to live a life without challenges. So you think you get over something, like, you know, you get over cancer, I'm getting over the death of my coach. I'm thinking, right, as soon as that goes now, that'll be fine. It'll be like a straight road with no turns and no roadblocks. Not the case. Like, it's just, there is going to be more and more challenges. And so what he was saying was, expect the challenge, first of all, but really interrogate your mindset and your thoughts around the challenge. So how is the challenge affecting you versus how is your mindset upsetting you about the challenge? So that was really big. And then stress, he said, is the space between now and later. So you're not ever in one task or one place. You're always thinking, pushing, going, next. So then the cortisol is coursing through your veins and you're constantly in fight or flight.
What a privilege and what a week for you to be sitting in a room with him.
I thought exactly the same thing.
I think we always talk about signs. Well, I certainly do. And I know you're probably looking for signs all around you at the moment. So I'm going to tell you about something mad. Jamie did the Tbilisi half marathon last Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Good on him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He enjoyed it. He said it was really tough, really tough. But he came 444 in 444th place. And he put it on Instagram. And all of these, you know, soul sisters were writing to Jamie and saying, oh my God, 444, 444. And Jamie said it to me anyway. He goes, oh my God, loads of people are sending me messages about 444. And he said, and guess what? I just found out. I said, what? And he goes, the DNA test is on the 4th at 4 o'clock. So all of these fours are coming up for us. So I'm just going to, and I think as well, like when sometimes it's nice when you're going through something to look for the signs and hang on to them. 444 and its appearance in your life is an assurance that you are where you need to be and you're headed in the right direction. Isn't that gorgeous?
I love that. I have been seeing a series at 111 or 1 or 1111, and it gives me such solace when I see it.
Speaking of signs, right, and I kept meaning to tell you this. So I went to Mallorca in the summer for 2 weeks. I set an intention for my holiday because I do that now every time I go away. And my intention was to be comfortable in the uncomfortableness of doing nothing.
Ooh.
So every day when I woke up, I was like, I know I have nothing to do and I'm prepared for this and I'm here for the journey. So I brought two books, and just speaking of books, I brought The Miracle Morning and Eat That Frog. And Eat That Frog is all about to stop like procrastination. And that's my biggest problem in my business is like I put things off. Mm-hmm. So one day I was down at the pool and I realized that I forgot my book, Eat That Frog, that I had read like 10 pages of in about 10 days. Right. It's like, I really need to finish this book. So all I had was The Morning Miracle and I'd already read it. But I picked it up and I said, okay, whatever page of The Morning Miracle I land on, I'm supposed to read today.
Are you saying Morning Miracle rather than Miracle Morning?
Yeah.
Hal would be really distraught.
I always do that. Miracle Morning. Morning. So Miracle Morning. So I picked up Miracle Morning and I was like, okay, whatever page this lands on, I'm supposed to read today. So I flicked through it. Do you like that sound effect?
Yeah, I do. ASMR.
And I opened the page and I started reading. And the page was about the book, Eat That Frog.
What?
I swear to God.
You just took a random page of The Miracle Morning and you opened it and it was about the book that you'd left in your room.
That I wanted to read. So is that not a sign that I need to read the book? I still haven't read it.
Ah, come on. How have you not read it yet? It's tiny by the looks of it.
It's tiny.
It's like a leaflet.
Oh, I'm flat out.
Are you not flat out feeding a baby late at night? Couldn't you easily read a book?
When I was breastfeeding, I watched the whole of Gossip Girl, like up to 10 seasons or something.
Oh my
God.
With
bottle feeds, you can't do anything because you're like, it's so, you have to use your two hands and it's quick. So I don't have time to listen to anything or do anything. Now, what I am doing now, this is a real testament as to how far I've come in life, okay? And how different this journey is for me. So this is what I listen to. This is what we listen to as we're feeding. And I think you're going to love this.
Oh, that is that. I could sail away on that imaginary wave.
I know. Divine.
Oh, divine is right.
Speaking of imaginary waves.
Yeah.
Have you been able to get a word in on this podcast since you sat down?
It's not usual for us to be talking over each other, but I tell you, we're at it. We're at it today.
Can you tell? I haven't spoke to any of my friends. I was just going to say, you were on my mind today because I was floating on an imaginary wave in a sulfur bath.
So last week you brought up sulfur baths and you really didn't have much information for me and the Soul Sisters. This week, she decides to go and experience the sulfur baths and send me a video earlier on and I was green with envy.
Well, I think we should set up a bathhouse together. I mean, how many signs do we need? I think we should do this, right? So you go in, it's sulfur. So it's good for like your skin. It's good for arthritis. It's good for your digestion, insomnia. So it doesn't smell as bad as I was expecting it to. You get into like boiling hot water for like 20 minutes. Then you get into an ice bath. Obviously, well, not an ice bath, but it's pretty cold. And I do think of you every time I get into cold water because I'm like, what would Claire do? And then the door opens and a lady walks in.
And she actually looked like a nana, like somebody who I would imagine would be baking beautiful pastries in flower and, you know, feeding her family. But actually, she was coming in to pummel you, wasn't she?
Well, do you know what's funny? Because I have been doting on Tali since she arrived, like, you know, making sure she's so comfortable, like washing her, cleaning her, feeding her, adoring her. And for 15 minutes, I was a baby again. I got washed. So I got scrubbed and I thought that was the end of it. Then she gets this pillowcase and all these suds start coming out of it, whatever technique she uses. She's throwing buckets of water over you, like roasting hot water. And then she lathers you in so many suds and then washes you for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I'm sparkling after. Can you see me?
You do look glowing, yes. And did your mum have a go as well?
Yeah, my mum loved it. We were just kept being, you know, we're just like, oh my God, this is so amazing. This is so amazing. So we had the best time. But I did say to you, you know, you were on my mind.
Yeah, you said to me, you should fly over here and we should experience this together. And I thought, that's the most frustrating thing anyone's ever said to me. It's not like just jump maybe in the car, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah, like maybe we could expense it.
Jamie. Yeah, just a flight. No, I'll take a cheap flight. Yeah, a cheap flight. I do think, though, and I remember Nick Grimshaw from Dish podcast saying to me he had a similar experience, maybe a Turkish bath or something similar here in London. So inspired by your experience, I'm going to go seeking a similar experience here in London because, listen, I haven't been in a bath for a long time.
You deserve it.
I deserve it.
Now, Claire, that beautiful woman today was not the only Georgian woman that had her hands on me. I said I'd briefly tell you about the little stint I had in a Georgian hospital. So I had heard briefly before I came away that it is possible for it would have been possible for me to breastfeed. And I was like, how? So apparently, if it's your child, you can still get milk sometimes. Now, there's a lot of things that you have to do to stimulate your milk, but it is a possibility. And I was like, look, it's just, that's incredible. That's blowing my mind, but it's not for me. So the first night I was in the hospital, I was like, obviously, like delusional, had such a mad day. And this lady came into the hospital and the nurses, doctors, like everyone's so nice there. So she came in and she was speaking at me in Georgian because obviously they just presume I'm Georgian. And I was like, oh, no, sorry. Do you speak English? And she was like, lactation. And I was like, oh, yes, I see. And I said, oh, well, surrogacy. She was basically saying to me, it's still a possibility. Lift up your top. So I lift up my top. I don't know why. And Jamie's sitting on the chair being like, what are you doing? So I lift up my top and she's like squeezing my nipples, like squeeze. And she is talking at me. My nipples haven't been squeezed like that now, I would say, ever. And so she was saying to me, you know, it is a possibility. Just keep squeezing your nipples. And then she said something fascinating to me. She pointed to my left breast, which was the one that didn't have cancer. And she said, this one is better. How did she know that? Anyway, Tali was trying to breastfeed and it was a weird moment for me, but I'm very accepting of our journey and happy with our journey.
And did you encounter any other kind of lost in translation stuff going on or while you were in there? Did you feel kind of alone? Did you feel like you couldn't really communicate your desires?
I was thinking, like, if this was my first child, I think it would be very overwhelming. But like, I know now from having Pia that everything is a moment in time. So I think it helps me to be here now.
Right, it's about that time in the podcast where we should talk about toothpaste.
Yes, indeed. Colgate Max White Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And better yet, it's safe for your enamel. With Colgate, you can feel confident and empowered for the ultra smile moments in your life. So, Claire, do you have a moment that jumps out at you this week?
I had a beautiful moment during the week that reminded me, you know, those moments where you say you're reminded of how good life is or how wonderful it is to live in a certain place. I had a pinch me, I live in London moment during the week as I was walking along the South Bank. So you can see the London Eye all lit up. You can see friends walking along the Thames, you can see lovers ambling together. You can see first daters waiting for each other to turn up, nervously looking into their phones. And I felt like I was nearly looking at like a montage of Visit London pictures. And I stood there outside the National Theatre and I thought, if I came down to places like the South Bank more often, I would really appreciate my life here in London. So it was just a little reminder not to get on the tube and go straight home, but actually to go to those places in London that are spectacular. And so I just stood there and smiled and just thought, wow, life is good.
Oh, that's stunning. So live in the moment and be your most authentic self with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, on sale in Super Value, half price from October 12th until the 1st of November, and available in all other major Irish retailers. So when you were speaking there just about like lovers and you're kind of setting yourself up there. You're seeing things that maybe you're ready for in your life.
Do you know what? It's no surprise that everywhere I go at the moment, I am eyeing up venues and spots and activities for potential dating fodder. And you probably heard last week, Georgie and I began talking about my dating journey. Now, I spoke to a friend of mine during the weekend. And I think this will make you laugh. I met Alex and I hadn't seen Alex for a long time. We were having a cuppa. And I said to him, how's Aaron? Who's his fella? And he was going, he's great. Yeah. We had a good chat about Aaron. And then he said, what about you? Which is always the awkward question when, you know, your friend says, what's going on with your love life? And you're like, don't have a pandemic to blame anymore. So I said to Alex, well, I'm not dating, but I do have a dating coach. And he goes, that is possibly the most Claire Solon thing you've ever said in your entire life. And I was proud of that. So Emer asked me this week, what are the reasons you want to change your dating life? And I was kind of forced into a reality check of the times in my life where I'm feeling lonely. And I suppose now that I've said goodbye to one of the people I speak to most in life, that loneliness is definitely at the forefront of my mind. I have a very big resistance to dating. And so Emer is really trying to help me reprogram and just get out there and meet people.
Yeah. And I don't want to overstep the mark by anything I say here, but I wonder if the end of one chapter is the biggest push you need to start the next. And you have a void that needs to be filled. And I don't know if you would have gotten there unless you knew that you needed to.
It's true. I can't help but sit on Hinge and flick through fellas. I start leaning into, there's nobody out here. There's nobody here that I can relate to. And so Emer was trying to step in and really stop this kind of catastrophizing that goes on in my head. Like as I swipe through people who I don't think I would like to meet for a date, she has given me tools like, Like I said to her, I'm not getting very many likes, Emer. And she said, you only need one.
Oh, I love it. And did she share a tip with us this week?
My tip for this week is flip the script. Do you ever feel like you are just searching for somebody to like you, searching for the one, putting yourself out there and asking to be liked? But what about you? You're amazing and you have so much to offer, and you being in someone's life is going to make their life infinitely better. So stop thinking of dating as you finding somebody and think of it as you enabling somebody to find you.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great tip, isn't it?
That's a brilliant tip. Flip the switch, like just change the perspective.
So rather than being sitting in the sort of victim mentality of like, oh God, it's me looking for a needle in a haystack. It's like, hang on a second. I just have to put myself in the way of my person so that they can find me.
And like, how much better will their life be with a Claire Solon in it?
Infinitely better, obviously.
I actually think you should like list three things that you really like about yourself every day to give yourself a bit of boost and confidence.
That is such a good idea. Now, I mentioned last week that I wanted the Soul Sisters to do this with me, because isn't it more fun if there's a gang of us dating together rather than me just telling you about my experience? So if you're single, Soul Sisters, and you fancy 6 weeks of group dating coaching, Emer on her website, kindlingdating.com, you can sign up to do this 6 week challenge with me and with some other Soul Sisters.
That's so good. Well, we pop into recommends now, because I have a delicious documentary to recommend.
Let's do it.
Okay, David Beckham.
You were completely right in what you said. Georgie texts me and said, it's really funny, like proper funny. And I thought to myself, she's got that wrong.
Football ain't funny.
Football and maybe the Beckhams aren't that funny. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Oh, if you're looking for a laugh, there's so many funny cameos in it. Like Roy Keane is hilarious.
Roy Keane is just, to me, is like, wow. Now, obviously he's a little bit scary, but that makes him sexy. Roy Keane in this documentary is one of the talking heads. He's sitting on a couch and he's eating what looks like a custard cream and having a cup of tea. Well, he's talking about David Beckham.
And episode two is even funnier. So that's my recommends. If you're looking for a bit of a laugh, get on to the Beckham documentary. It's so good. And you, Soul Sister, what are you recommending to us?
So look, the best thing about the seasons changing is there's loads to watch. The other thing I'm watching, which I went in search of something funny because I was feeling a bit low, obviously, in the last few weeks. And Rose Matafeo, she's a New Zealand comedian, and she's gas. She's like New Zealand's answer to Aisling B, basically. Mm. She has a series on Netflix called Starstruck, which is like a sitcom, rom-com, easy watch. So sometimes when you watch these comedy series, you're like, well, they're funny, but they're not that realistic. And some of the writing is not realistic either. This writing is like Sharon Horgan's writing. It's real and it's really funny. So if you're looking for something to watch alongside Beckham, Starstruck with Rose Matafeo in it. And I just wanted to give you one more thing that I listened to on the way back from de yoga today, which was brilliant. And I always feel like if podcasts find me like this episode did, I need to share it because there's someone out there who needs to hear it. Diary of a CEO. Do you ever listen to that pod?
Yeah, the odd
so
time.
Stephen Bartlett, sometimes he's a hit and miss. Do you know what I mean? He's a hit and miss. But the best thing about Stephen Bartlett and for me in the last few months is the caliber of his guests. And what Stephen does is Stephen asks stupid questions, which sometimes makes you go,
I can't believe he left that in.
I know. And it's great that he leaves it in. Fair play. But then what happens is it garners really good responses, like really clear responses from his guests.
I know who you're going to say here. Dr. Mindy.
Oh, I'm not going to say Dr. Mindy on this occasion, but that is in my pocket. That is in my bag for later episodes. This episode is another doctor, Dr. Tara Swart. It was an episode from the 25th of September of Diary of a CEO, Stress Doctor, Why You Should Always Look Into Someone's Left Eye and How Stress Leaks Through Your Skin. weird name of an episode, but this is such such a good listen. So Tara, Dr. Tara Swart on Diary of a CEO, you will be shocked, appalled and relieved that you've listened to this episode, because it will give you some real pointers on how to temper your stress.
So our friend Claire McKenna is a health coach and she's got a great show on News Talk Alive and Kicking. Loads of people will know Claire, and I've asked her now for to give us a little health tip once a week, because, you know, I love a little aha moment. So this week she's talking about, you know, not focusing on the scales and how your health is an overall journey and not just about what you're eating or what your weight is or what you look like. She said, in this mindset shift, you are going to have to learn to drown out the noise of what you should be doing and figure out what you need. Instead of focusing on what you are going to take out, why not think about what you're going to add in? More fruit, more vegetables, more water, more rest, a new recipe to try for dinner, more time with your friends, a new class, finding a way to move your body. There is no such thing as a quick fix. With a mindset shift towards nourishing yourself, take very small steps. They will build over time to bring real and lasting change. Everyone deserves to feel good. Do it because you love yourself, not because you hate yourself. So I'm going to link Claire's Instagram and her website and all the bits in the episode show notes. Give her a follow. She is fabulous. And Claire is always, she's the OG. She was healthy before it goop
She
came
was
along.
Healthy before it was cool to be healthy. I always remember her drinking 2 liters of water in Spin radio station and eating avocados out of their skin.
So can I just, when she sent that to me, and it's all about what you can add in, look at your surroundings. What are you surrounded by? Stock your fridge with beautiful fruit and veg. Display it in your fridge. You know, we're all guilty of buying bags of things and shoving them in, and then a week later you take it out. Oh, I forgot about that. Display your fruit and vegetable like it's beautiful, and it will encourage you to eat it more. So do you know where I got that from? On every corner here in Tbilisi, and you've probably seen it from my Instagram, is buckets and buckets and boxes of fruit and veg of color. Everywhere you turn, there is healthy food. So I come back to the apartment and I eat healthy food because I'm seeing it everywhere I go. So make your house a reflection of that. When you open your fridge, have your healthy food, take time to put it in jars, display it nicely, have a beautiful fruit bowl. And exactly like Claire said, don't think about what you're not going to eat. You're not going to eat the takeaway. You're not going to eat the chocolate. You're not going to eat this and that. What will you eat? What can you add in? What more can you do in terms of bringing color into your life? And overall, then you get to the healthier
and
place.
I think that's so important these days to just turn away from the deprivation. Like, stop depriving yourself of stuff. Stop punishing yourself. I realized this year that I could reward myself with healthy food. Because guess what? We reward ourselves with the sugar. We reward ourselves with the bad stuff, because that's what advertising has told us is a reward. But like you say, if you have a beautiful bowl of strawberries in your fridge, you're going to dip in there and you're going to eat some of them and feel great after it.
So thanks to Claire for that. And thank you, Claire. Two different Claire. C-L-A-R-E and a C-L-A-I-R. Thanks to all the Soul Sisters for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you did, please share it in your WhatsApp group with your girlfriends. We love your feedback. We love spreading the message. We love hanging out with you guys every Tuesday. So thanks.
And also, if you fancy it, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening today.
Thanks. We'll see you next week. Bye.